Coming up on KUCB News, Unalaska School District's new superintendent will officially start next month, and the Alaska Division of Elections is holding a mock seafood primary. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Maggie Nelson with some local news on Monday, June 7th, 2021. The Unalaska City Council will appoint a new member to vacant Council Seat D at its meeting tomorrow evening. Three Unalaskans have submitted letters of interest for the vacancy. Those include International Longshore and Warehouse Union member James Matthew Morrison, Deneen Luby, an Unalaska business owner, and Brenda Baker, who works for Lucian Freight Services. Unalaska City Council member David Gregory resigned his city council seat last month after 14 years in the job. The City Council will appoint one of the three interested locals to take Gregory's place tomorrow night. All three are invited to attend the meeting. The appointee will serve until the next municipal election in October. Dr. Robbie Swint Jr. will serve as the Unalaska City School District new superintendent starting next month. Dr. Swint has over a decade of experience filling the role of principal, vice principal, and other administrative positions for Department of Defense schools. While his educator role with the Department of Defense has taken him all over the world, he has previously worked as a principal in the North Slope Borough School District. Dr. Swint has been on the island since mid-May, attending school board meetings and shadowing his predecessor, John Conwell, learning everything he can about the community. I sat down with Dr. Swint to hear more about his experience as an educator and how he and his family ended up on a remote Aleutian island.
I had a close friend who had worked in Fairbanks, and because I was saying, I want to do something different. She said, well, have you ever thought about Alaska? I said, no, I don't ever want to go to Alaska. I watch those Alaska shows. I don't want to meet up with a bear. And she said, but I think you'll like it. And so I went and did my research, and I did, you know, the years in Alaska. And we left Barrow right after the COVID started in March of 2020. We left in June of 2020. We needed to go back. My son was there. So I have four kids, two grandkids, and a grandchild on the way. My son and his wife, they're expecting their second child. But they were having some challenges. And so my wife and I had to go back to North Carolina to try to get them back into their right place. And they're fine now. But we got caught up with the COVID. But I applied for a couple superintendent's positions, interviewed for some, didn't get them. And so I just decided to, I was just going to wait until the COVID got over and then try to go back and apply again. And then the Alaska positions came open, and then I applied for Unalaska. And it was so surreal because I thought I did well, but you never know in an interview because you don't know what they're looking for. And I've always said I wanted to start out in a community like the one like Barrow and Yukon Flat Schools District so you can embed yourself in the community. They can get to know you. You can get to know them. And, you know, we can make the infrastructure something pleasant by producing those, you know, productive and responsible school kids to go out and help. So that process was still, I just remember when, you know, they called and told me I've been selected. I was still, wow. And so we stayed there, and I started transitioning with the current superintendent, Mr. Conwell. And, you know, I was saying, I need to get there. I want to get to Unalaska and see the lay of the land before, you know, the position starts on 1 July. And so we started working around with it, went to the school board, and they approved it. And so he told me my day, and we came up May 15th. And I will say this by ending, and my wife is the one who makes me realize this. We've moved 29 times, and we've been married 23 years. But most of it was out of the military. They were moving me. And sometimes when you get to one place and you don't like it, they move you to somewhere else. But I've enjoyed the move. We're ready now to settle down, and this will hopefully be my last stop, and then I can move forward and go into retirement. So we're talking about maybe 15, 20 years at best.
And how are you feeling about starting your position as a superintendent at this, you know, unique time with the pandemic kind of right at our heels? It's been a long year of distance learning, of, you know, remote, hybrid, mix of all those things.
Well, I think on some, you know, I was talking to the new principal. Her name is Dr. Clayton, and we felt like this probably is a good time because you're coming in. I know in 2020 we didn't take the they didn't have the peaks that was given to the kids. They stopped a lot of the testing. We stopped a lot of the evaluation process. So, and then this year, even though I was not a part of a school system, she was, and so she experienced some of the things. We had kids who were in school online. I think it's a good time to revamp some things. I don't plan on changing anything. I would probably just add a couple of things and, you know, slowly add things. I don't want to change anything. I've already talked to Mr. Conwell about that. I want to just focus on the positive because I know that it was very trying for some educators and students and parents. And so we just want to look at the positive things that was happening in our Alaska City School District and move forward with it. The things I want to add is things to enhance maybe the academic part. I want to put a survey out to the students and see where they are. So I like it. It's not coming from a great dynamic year where things were great, 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 and then you got to come in and, you know, fill those shoes. So now, you know, I feel like this is a great time for Mr. Conwell to go out and a great time for myself to come in and just, you know, keep it going and keep it moving.
As you begin this journey, what are you personally just most looking forward to?
Trying to unscramble all this stuff that has been given to me. I know Mr. Conwell, he said, I don't want to overwhelm you, Dr. Swin. I said, no, overwhelm me. Give it to me because I want to always have, I'm the type individual is that I always want to have something that I'm working on. So right now we're working on grants, and I've helped, you know, to write grants. But the way you do it here is you go in and there's a template that you have to fill out. So I'm trying to get acclimated with that to go in and do the best job that I possibly can. And something personal with me is that I would love to write another book, you know, because in dissertation you write your book. But I want to write another book. I don't know what the topic is. I kind of have an idea what I want to talk about. My mother, who passed away, who inspired me to be where I'm at now. You know, she did get her PhD in elementary education before she passed away. Just write about her journey because I think her journey can help some of the young kids who have what I call made mistakes. And I've made multiple mistakes and I probably make a mistake every day. But how you can take that mistake and still be successful.
Great, thank you. And is there anything else that you'd like to share with the community of Unalaska?
As I was going through and deciding to become an administrator, I'll never forget the superintendent that I still, you know, kind of keep in contact with now. And one of the things that he shared is he said, wherever you go, go and try to find the appetite of that community. And so right now, I'm just trying to find the appetite of the community so I can see where I fit in at it. But I want to be, you know, very transparent with the community and share those things that need to be shared. But just give me an opportunity to lead this great district because I, you know, have actually did my research on it and it is a great school district. You have a person who's been a superintendent here for 14 years, and that's kind of uncommon. You can go and check it out. Usually they last anywhere from 3 to 5 years. And so I think Mr. Conwell has done a very great job here at Unalaska.
That was Dr. Robbie Swint Jr. He will be taking over for John Conwell, who is retiring from his position as the Unalaska City School District Superintendent in July. Last we checked, pollock was narrowly ahead of three other Alaska seafoods in the Division of Elections mock primary. Pollock, of course, will never hold elected office, but the division is entertaining the notion with a new online election simulator. As Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, the division sees it as a chance to begin educating Alaskans about how they'll vote in 2022.
The next statewide election, the real one, will be all different next year, thanks to last year's ballot measure 2. The measure makes several reforms. Most of the attention has been on ranked choice voting, but that's not until the November ballot. So that's the first lesson of Alaska's mock seafood election. In the August primary, voters will find candidates of all parties on one ballot, and they can choose a single candidate per race. Here's Gail Fanumiai, director of the division.
Just letting folks know that in the primary, you're still going to get one ballot. There will no longer be multiple ballots to pick from, and you will still be selecting one choice for each race that appears on your ballot.
Fanumiai says the division's public relations manager found an interactive online app that allows the state to set up a mock election. So they put 18 seafood candidates on a pretend ballot. You've got everything from black cod to gooey duck. Unlike in a real election, after you vote, you can see the interim results. When I looked, the mainstream candidates were all doing well. King crab, king salmon, sockeye. Fanumiai says the real fun begins with the next stage.
At the close of polls at 5 p.m. on June 15th, we will then tally the top four, and then we will create a general election, ranked choice voting election.
Like in the real election, the top four candidates will advance to the general. Fanumiai says they'll put out word when the seafood general election ballot is ready, and then the public can go online and rank the candidates 1 through 4.
And voters, people will be able to see how that works, what the ballot's going to look like somewhat, just to familiarize themselves with what to expect when they go to the polls. And then at the end of that, they'll be able to see how the various rounds of tabulation work.
If no fish or shellfish wins a majority in round one, the last place finisher is eliminated and their supporters' second choice selections are allocated to the remaining three candidates. The redistribution continues like that until one candidate gets a majority of votes cast. One thing to note, although this seafood mock election is online, Alaskans will cast their real ballots next year in the normal ways, in person or absentee by mail or fax. As an elections official, Fanumiai avoids partisan activities, but she does confess to a preference among seafood.
I love halibut.
She says this is not to be construed as a candidate endorsement. You can vote in the seafood primary until polls close on June 15. Go to the Division of Elections website or alaskapublic.org for the link. Liz Ruskin, Alaska Public Media.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Maggie Nelson, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.